Is there any of this in what she announced at CDC that her hands are going to be tied a little bit because of HHS?
Well, ultimately, she's going to need support of HHS, but I think the real challenge is going to be that in order to fundamentally reform that organization, you're going to need help from Congress. Ultimately, with certain aspects of what they do when it comes to their core disease control mission and really their national security mission, they need new authorities and new resources. I think in terms of getting a bargain from Congress, what they ought to be thinking about is trying to narrow the scope of the CDC's mission, trying to give to sister agencies components of what CDC currently does that other agencies may be able to do just as well, if not better. For example, post-market vaccine adverse event reporting. Some of the tobacco work can both be handled by FDA. Some of the disease prevention research can be handled by NIH. And then go to Congress and say, look, we want to focus on the disease control mission, but to do that well, we're going to need some new resources and new authorities. I think the only way that CDC is going to get those new resources and authorities from Congress is in some kind of bargain like that where they more tightly focus the mission of that organization.